AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Democrats call it shocking and an abuse of power. The Justice Department's Inspector General is investigating revelations former President Trump's Justice Department secretly seized phone data from at least two House Democrats. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, California Democrat Eric Swalwell say Apple notified them last month their metadata had been subpoenaed and turned over to the Justice Department in 2018 as their committee was investigating Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Attorney General Merrick Garland did not talk about that case today, but he did say the department will scrutinize a wave of new election laws in Republican-controlled states.
Many of the changes are not even calibrated to address the kinds of voter fraud that are alleged as their justification.
Garland is doubling staffing within the department's Civil Rights Division. Members of the Oregon House in a near-unanimous vote expel Republican legislator Mike Nierman for letting violent far-right protesters into the state capitol on December 21st. Nierman's final vote as a legislator was against the measure, which passed 59-1. Federal highway safety officials are working on a requirement that heavy trucks have automated emergency braking systems.
The Department of Transportation says U.S. auto safety regulators will move to require or set standards for automatic emergency braking systems on new heavy trucks. The decision is a departure from Trump administration policies that allowed similar regulations proposed in 2015 to languish in the regulatory process after former President Donald Trump took office. The Department of Transportation, which includes the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, will also require rigorous testing standards for autonomous vehicles and set up a national database to document automated vehicle crashes. The department made the announcements when it released its spring regulatory agenda. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Summer camps are back, but with fewer campers and counselors. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
All 50 states are allowing summer camps this year. Coronavirus-related rules will be in place. Tom Rosenberg with the American Camp Association says the goal this summer is to have fun.
To get there, we actually have to agree to follow these basic rules and listen to those camp directors who are doing their best to take care of your children.
Josh Nelson says the Glorieta Adventure Camps near Santa Fe, New Mexico are ready to go.
Fly lines, you have mountain scooters, the waterfront's huge.
The camps will have mask rules.
They have the same bunk rooms, that's where they can take their mask off at night or when they're sitting down at meals at their table.
Margaret Chafee's children are going to camp in Kansas.
It's a sign that things are getting back to normal.
The camps in New Mexico will be at one-third capacity. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.